Hi, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to a supplemental episode of Press A to Listen. Now, our podcast is different in that we open it up to you, the fans, in order to send in an audio file on whatever topic it is that's on your mind. This week, we have listener Winterwind sending in some thoughts about the Xbox One. Enjoy.
Hello, everyone. My name is Winterwind. If you're interested in finding me online, you can find me on Twitter at @Winterwind. If you're on YouTube, you can find me at Winter Gaming. Both of those is WY instead of WI. But I'm here today. Basically, I watched the Microsoft Xbox One reveal earlier this week, and I wanted to share my feelings and impressions on it. And it's pretty clear from the reveal that Microsoft is positioning the Xbox One as a lot more than just a gaming console. They're taking aim to replace Blu-ray players, smart TVs, and even media streaming devices like the Roku and the Apple TV as your single source of entertainment in the living room. That positioning, though, is generating a lot of outcry and backlash from gamers. People who have invested heavily into the Microsoft Live ecosystem over this past 7-8 years. For me, my feelings are mixed. I find a few of Microsoft's decisions really puzzling, and with what they've revealed so far, I'm left with a lot more questions than answers as I try and decide whether I'm going to buy an Xbox One or a PlayStation 4 in the next year. For me, one of the immediately puzzling things that came out of the reveal is that the Xbox One is only going to come with a 500GB hard drive. And on top of that, from multiple reports that I've seen, that hard drive is in some manner going to be proprietary and not user-replaceable or upgradable. Since all the games that you're going to get on the Xbox One have to be installed on the hard drive, and Microsoft, during the reveal, their emphasis was on the ability to switch quickly between different games or between games and apps and all. To me, this really seems like an area they're coming up short on, especially if you consider that you're going to get a Blu-ray drive instead of a DVD drive. So that plus the greater power in the system, there's a good chance that game installs are going to increase in size. Plus, as I said, I mean, you've got to install every game onto the hard drive, unlike 360. So, unless you want to spend a lot of time uninstalling and reinstalling games, you're going to want to just leave them there, and that's going to take up space. And even if you assume that you can use any external drive, like some people have been assuming, via the USB 3 ports, if you do that, you're going to be tying up at least one of those ports, really for something that could be an integral part of the console itself. And I think on Microsoft's part, that's a bit of a mistake. PlayStation, we've seen with the PlayStation 3, and everybody assumes it's going to be the same with the PlayStation 4. You can just upgrade that with a laptop 2.5-inch hard drive. And I really think the Xbox One should have taken a page from that book and done the same thing. In the realm of media devices, personally, I'm not sure that the Xbox One can really compete with dedicated media devices out there. All of the TV functionality they were showing, it's going to require some sort of a tuner device, a cable box, a DVR, something with an HDMI output, and that may not be available to everyone. I know personally, I cannot get a cable box with an HDMI out unless I pay double what I'm paying now just for HD service. They won't give people with standard definition service an HDMI cable box. So that's going to be a big part of what Microsoft is saying the Xbox is going to do that people like myself won't be able to take advantage of, and I kind of see that as a waste. On the streaming side of things, the Xbox 360 is any indication, the Xbox One is not going to have the variety of content that a dedicated streaming device is going to have, yeah, it'll have your very common, very popular Netflix, Hulu, Amazon offerings. But taking the Roku as an example, it's got hundreds and hundreds of channels and content sources. The Xbox One, I don't see them matching that. So that's another strike against it. And then finally, there's the ability to play local media files. Microsoft hasn't given us any information on that, but again, basing it on the 360, the 360 is nowhere near competitive to dedicated devices in the file formats and types that it supports. And if someone is really into digital media, they're going to want to make sure that all the different file types that they might have are going to be supported natively. They're not going to have to go through workarounds like on the 360 of streaming media over from a PC to your Xbox. They're not going to want to do that. They're not going to want to go through the hassles of file conversions and everything. They just want it to work, especially if Microsoft is aiming this at the broad-based consumer. They're not necessarily even going to have that technical know-how. So, I mean, that's an area that I've still really got a lot of questions. And kind of to sum that up, I'm wondering why I should even consider replacing the specialized devices that I've got now with a generalist device like the Xbox One. And then the third area that I've got a lot of questions about that we haven't heard a lot about yet, and not a lot of people are talking about, is accessories. It's already been announced that the current controllers won't be compatible, but I kind of wonder, are they going to offer an official wired controller in addition to the wireless? Not everyone likes having to replace batteries to do charging and everything. They like that convenience of just having a wired controller that they never have to worry about. I'm also wondering about headsets, because all the pictures of the Xbox One controller, I didn't see that 2.5mm headset jack on the controller that's used for chat functionality on the 360. If that's going to change in the Xbox One, that's either going to require companies to provide some sort of an adapter that'll work with whatever the Xbox One uses, or it's going to force gamers to go out and put down even more cash for a new headset that's going to be compatible with that Xbox One. And I think if that turns out to be the case, that's going to be a real serious strike against the Xbox One. But I mean, all things considered, we know that we're going to be seeing a lot more information revealed about the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4, to be honest. E3 is coming up in a few weeks. Microsoft has already said the focus there is really going to be on games. I'm hoping, but I'm not expecting, really hope that a lot of that game reveal will be using actual live gameplay footage, even if it's early builds. But I've got a feeling like in years past, we're going to see a lot of pre-rendered demos and trailers. And that's really, I mean, it's cool to look at, but it's not going to give you a sense of how things are going to play on the new console. So that's kind of my fear with that. But I mean, we've got 3 or so weeks until E3. We've got, it's November when we're looking at probably both new consoles dropping. So, I mean, we've got time to find out what's going to come, get all our questions answered. And I'm really going to just sit back and take it all in and weigh all the pros and cons along the way to decide whether it's going to be Microsoft or Sony that's going to get my money on the new console. To be honest, I might even put it off for 3 or 4 months, see how the reliability of the new consoles is going to be. Think back to the first days of the 360 and the red ring of death and the overheating. I may very well wait 3, 4, even 6 months, see how things sort out, continue enjoying my 360, and do a lot of PC gaming. I know there's a lot of people who won't do that. They're going to be the early adopters that are going to jump right on board, but I mean, personally, I mean, it's going to be a lot of money invested either way you go, and it's not the sort of decision that I'm going to make lightly, and I think most people would really be well served to take the time, do the research, wait till we've got all the answers, and then consider carefully before they put all their money down. Anyway, that's kind of my thoughts in a nutshell. I mean, there's a lot more things that a lot of people are discussing commonly, but that's kind of some of the things that I'm looking at that are not necessarily the mainstream things that are being talked about. So hopefully you guys have some thoughts on this, and thanks for having me on.